Now, all tech considered. The more technology advances, the more the old ways of doing things become obsolete. Think spinning wool or carving wood by hand. They're mostly hobbies in the developed world these days. Well, here's a story about using digital connectivity to keep those old crafts alive. NPR's Laura Seidel brings it to us.
Nicolas Chavez has a face as chiseled as some of the wood he carves. That face is focused intensely as he smooths a piece of cedar in his hand and shapes it into a Mayan moon goddess.
Pues para nosotros sí, como los mayas, porque
the moon goddess traditionally helped to bring children into the world safely.
It's one of many traditional Mayan figures that Chavez and his apprentices carve at his rooftop workshop in Santiago Atitlan, a remote, breathtaking village on the shores of the volcanic Lake Atitlan in Guatemala.
I learned from my father Diego, may he rest in peace. He was the first artisan woodcarver here in Santiago in 1965.
But carving is an ancient art form in this area of the world, dating back to the Mayan kingdom thousands of years ago. Part of what makes Chavez's story so interesting is that he survived Guatemala's long civil war and spent part of it as a prisoner.
When the war ended here in Santiago, I was able to come out and start leading a regular, normal life. And I started working with a lady that used to sell in the airport in Guatemala City. And I worked directly with her for many, many years.
Last year, Roberto Milk and his family saw Chavez's sculptures in a Guatemalan market.
And we thought, we have to find the person that made this sculpture. We finally got out of them that it was probably from around Lake Atitlan.
Milk is the co-founder and CEO of Novica, a company that bills itself as the Etsy of the developing world. Novica's website features the work of over 18,000 artisans. Many of them found the same way that Milk found Chavez.
We'll actually go into very remote areas and look for artisans. And when we discover an artisan, we know that if they have great products, that their lives are about to change.
Take woodcarver Chavez. Novica more than doubled his sales in the first year from around $7,000 annually to $15,000. Novica has regional offices in South America, India, Thailand, West Africa, and a Central American office here in Antigua, Guatemala.
So this is the photography studio?
Diego Chacon is the regional director of Novica Central America. He says they help artisans photograph and prepare their work to be sold online. Sometimes the products need improvement. He found artisans weaving beautiful bags from candy wrappers. But after keeping them in the office for a week, they were covered in ants.
We talked to them about the problem and said, you have to boil them or wash them or do something with them because these cannot be sold. I cannot sell these to anyone.
Novica says it has sent more than $66.5 million in revenue to artisans around the world. Though Novica is one of the oldest, it is now one of many online businesses selling the work of artisans from around the world. Between 2002 and 2012, the artisan economy doubled to over $32 billion a year.
Artisans are returning with a vengeance, you know?
Felipe Utrago is a consultant with the Inter-American Development Bank. Utrago says, ironically, as technology has taken over more of our lives, consumers are craving handcrafted goods.
20 years ago, you just wanted a new set of silverware. But today you want a set of silverware that comes with a story, that comes with a process that you can share when you are inviting your friends over to your place. So you can say, this silverware set comes from this place, was produced in this way.
And now, with the help of the internet, consumers can find artisan work from all over the world with rich stories and traditions they can share with their friends and families. Laura Seidel, NPR News.